Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast,
as seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
Maria, what have you got? What have you been spying on your week off and all your?
Well, I'm excited because Real Housewives of New Jersey is coming back for a new season in a month.
You love a housewife. Oh, in a month? It's not even today.
No.
You're already that excited.
No, but Dolores Catania only put it on her Instagram last night. She was like, in a month, lads.
It's happening.
So it's her and Teresa Giudice.
So sorry, did you say this is New Jersey?
New Jersey, yeah.
So there's New Jersey, there's Beverly Hills?
Yep. I just finished their new season, actually, Beverly Hills.
Are there other ones?
Yeah, there's Salt Lake City, there's Auckland, there's Melbourne, there's Cheshire. I watched Cheshire, actually. Brian Dowling does the reunions.
Okay.
Where's your man? Oh, what's his name again? Oh, it's gone for me. I watch it. Andy something. Anyway, he does all of the reunions for all of the others.
But Brian Dowling does Cheshire.
Cheshire. Okay, well, Cheshire's the only one, I think, in the UK.
Right.
And we don't have one here.
Are they madder in places like, you know, Beverly Hills and New Jersey than anywhere else? Or are they all the same?
It depends. Like Beverly Hills would be very rich.
Okay.
There are some that are rich.
But not
as rich as Beverly Hills.
But are they crazy or no? Not necessarily.
No,
it's not correlated between money and craziness.
No. And there's one, if you're a fan of Real Housewives and you're looking for a new version to watch, go to Potomac. It's in Washington, D.C., and they are cray.
You mean watch the Potomac one, not go to Potomac?
Oh, well, yeah, no. Well, you could go to Potomac if you want, but maybe watch this first.
Potomac, okay. I'm writing that down, and then I'm going to put a big line straight through.
Because you're not going to watch it.
No.
Well, something you might watch, actually, came out on Netflix on Friday, called Scoop. So we talked about this before it came out.
Oh, yes.
And it's about the BBC Newsline interview with Prince Andrew.
The interview where he famously said that I couldn't be there because I don't, that couldn't be me because I don't sweat.
I don't sweat. I have this condition.
Incredible.
Yeah, and I wasn't there because I was in Pizza Express.
In Pizza Express, yeah.
So I watched it over the weekend.
And?
Like, I thought it was interesting just because, obviously, at the time, I was very interested in that interview when it actually happened.
Yes.
But this tells the story of the producer behind the scenes trying to secure
the interview.
The interview with him and going through his people and going to Buckingham Palace to, you know, have, like, sit down and have a negotiation with him and try to convince him to do the interview and everything.
And who's, so I know Gillian Anderson is in this. She plays one of the BBC journalists.
Emily Maitlis. She interviewed him.
Yeah.
And then Billy Piper's in it. She plays Sam McAllister, who is the journalist.
The journalist, the producer
the
is
producer.
Trying to get them. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
exactly,
okay,
yeah.
Amazing.
So, look, there's no surprises in it. It's everything you'd expect it to be. It's probably not as exciting as I thought it was going to be in the background.
Right.
You know, that kind of way.
Because
like
it's
have
real
a look
life.
At how they did it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but maybe that's because of the job that I do. Maybe it's really exciting for other people to look in.
You are effectively trying to secure us a Prince Andrew interview every five minutes.
I absolutely am dealing with Buckingham Palace on a daily basis.
This week you'll have to settle for, you know, world champion boxer Steve Collins.
Yeah, Ella Henderson.
Russell Crowe. You know, it's not Prince Andrew, but none of them have been on the island as far as we know.
I know which one I prefer. It wouldn't be Prince Andrew. There's a series about it as well that's coming.
How could there be a series and a movie about something that's only like a couple of years old?
I know. And they've gone mad on it. It's weird how the two of them came around at the same time. So Amazon are making it. It's going to be a three-part. Emily Maitlis is an executive producer on this series.
Okay.
But she says she quite enjoyed the Netflix movie, the movie that just came out. So she said that the series is more fictionalized than the movie was.
Gotcha.
So there'll be more kind of dramatizations, you know, more stuff that they throw in to bulk it out a little bit. So maybe I'll enjoy that one more.
I'd say, Marie, to be honest with you, you, like my good lady wife, if there's something to do with the royals and some kind of scandal, and whether it's on repeat or it's like Scoop Part 2, you'll watch it.
I'm into it.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely
going to Buckingham Palace in August.
See?
Tell you how excited
I am. Last time we were in London, she dragged me along to Buckingham Palace.
Did she? And did you go in?
Yeah.
You went in?
Yeah.
So excited.
It was fine. It was interesting. It was interesting. I'll give you that.
Now,
oh my God, Real Housewives in New Jersey, Maria. Stresses me out with all the fighting. I can't wait to
Linda McGarth.
My blood pressure
so
goes
good.
Through the roof. Maria, is it? It's Andy Cohen that does
That's
all the
it,
US
Andy
Cohen.
Sorry, I just name. Could not think of his name for the life of me.
Fiona in Tralee says, have you seen Shane Lynch popping up on Real Housewives of
yes.
Cheshire? Because his wife's on it. It's gassy in a minute.
Sorry, and the new poster for Real Housewives of Cheshire, because they're filming again,
right,
has Natasha Hamilton from
Atomic Kitten.
Atomic Kitten in the poster. So I don't know, did I not watch the last season of that? Or is she going to be in the new season? Anyway,
Steph says there is a surprise in the Scoop movie, Maria. You get to see Prince Andrew's bum.
I knew they were going to do that. I was like, this is not what I want to look at. And it wasn't actually Prince Andrew. By the way, the best casting I have ever seen in anything was in Scoop.
In the Scoop thing?
Yeah.
So Prince Gillian Andrew. Anderson as Maitlis, then Prince Andrew.
She was fairly good. She was fine, you know, standard, whatever. Prince Andrew is unbelievable, and Jeffrey Epstein is unbelievable.
Do you mean unbelievable actors or unbelievably look-alike?
Look-alike.
Though? Okay.
Look-alike. No, the actor, sorry. Prince Andrew, the actor, is like,
good.
He's very, very good.
But they really look like them.
You only see pictures of Jeffrey Epstein out with the actor that's playing Prince Andrew.
Gotcha.
And the look-alike... Like, it's out of this world. Okay. I would hate to be him, actually. Walking around looking like Jeffrey Epstein.
Like Jeffrey Epstein. That wouldn't be a good look, to be fair.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.